Nigeria Info.
And yes, we have the papers here. Let's start with the Vanguard news. We're going to start from page 42 of the Vanguard today. Patients suffer as doctor strike takes toll on hospital services. Riders and shocked Labour minister claims he's unaware of strike. That's NAD what? President. We cannot afford to shut down. MD Yaba Neuropsychiatric Hospital Lagos is speaking. Resume duty immediately or risk sack. River State Government.
What a shame. The Labour minister says he's unaware of the strike. This is according to the NALD president. Heaven help us. This is just an update on where we found ourselves yesterday with our resident doctors nationwide being on strike. And if this claim in the newspaper is credible and is the truth, then we are in for a bad time. Maybe, though, to be fair to him, maybe what he meant is that he's not been officially informed and they haven't written him, you know. After recovering from the initial shock of this headline, maybe that's what it is. I should have listened to my own advice where I tell people, read it thoroughly before you react. So maybe that's what it is. But the report says that there were low-key activities in Lasuth and in Loth. And when Vanguard visited last night, activities were low-key, and several patients were seen around the surgical and medical ward since they were yet to be attended to by the doctors. There were empty hallways in University of Port Harcourt, complete lockdown in University of Port Harcourt. The reporter, Vanguard reporter, saw a few patients desperate to receive attention were seen gathered together. It's a sorry sight. Desperate to receive. You know what it's like when you're sick, you don't have the resources to go to a private clinic, you go to the government hospital, you've borrowed money here and there, and the sickness has no timetable. Mm-hmm. It's not going to wait for you. And as we speak, I don't know, I'll still look through, I don't know whether we've even gotten an official reaction from the government and any palliative, anything to hedge what is going on. Now, the strike has taken its toll on UBTH, that is in Benin. And the report says that patients waited endlessly for doctors to attend to them, even as few consultants available were overstretched. Remember, it's the resident doctors. But you see, the resident doctors are the first port of call. They are the ones who move you upstairs to the consultants and whatever. They're a key element. And so they are the ones on strike. In University of Ilorin, the same thing. In Yaba, they didn't. Dr. Woye, the MD, says we cannot afford to shut down Yaba. I'm sure you know what that means. Mm. But if you don't know what that means, let me read what he said. He said that Woye said a hospital is unique in that it can't afford to shut down, so we are operating 24 hours and also attending to emergencies because we have a lot of consultants on ground. In addition, we can't afford our system to break down unless the whole street will be littered with people with mental health disorders. Mm. Now, you know, in the first instance, that there definitely would be an increase in the number of people who have mental challenges. Those who have been bold enough to go to these hospitals, Yaba and so on and so forth, you don't want them back on the streets. Mm. Of course, the repercussion, I don't need to explain to you. But the president of the National Association of Resident Students, Dr. Ukwasiusi Uyilawa, yesterday said that the statement released by the Minister of Labour, Chris Ngige, through his peers, claimed they had a successful meeting, was far from the truth. That man was far from the truth. Mm. He said that despite his efforts to persuade the minister to answer some of the demands of the association before the EXCO meeting in Umuahia, it all proved abortive as the minister failed to take any concrete action towards their demand. Mm. He goes on to say, the same way the minister claimed that he was shocked that we went on strike despite the fact that we had a successful meeting, is the same way I was shocked that he claimed we had a successful meeting and was unaware that we will embark on strike. In between this going back and forth, people are probably dying. Their conditions are getting worse.
That's right.
These are human beings. These are Nigerians that voted for the president that appointed the minister for labor. In nowhere in this report do I see any statement from the minister of labor. Is he insensitive to the plight of Nigerians? A strike of 1 hour, just 1 hour, in any other sane country would almost shut down that country.
True. True.
And see what we got.
True.
Next.
Third day today, by the way. Third day.
I was even thinking it's the second, no, so it's the third day.
Third day today.
Sharif, tell me, why do we...
It's third day today.
Why do we have so much apathy towards human life, the sanctity of human life? Have we been dehumanized? Do you think so?
I think so.
It's very sad.
I think so.
I'm sounding like our friend in Ikeja again. Is it him?
Adewale Kayode on Facebook says, hazard allowance of 5,000 naira. Why senators, House of Reps members go home with between 1.1 million and 3 million? My question is, which hazard is the National Assembly members facing compared to, they call their own hardship allowance. He said, compared to what our health workers face on a daily basis that make them to be earning millions as hazard allowance. And he says, good morning to you.
Sheriff, I must tell you and listeners at home, that this government is pushing us inch by inch to a position where our backs will soon be against the wall. And I'm being polite in my statement. I'm being polite and I'm being careful because I'm a full-grown adult and I know the repercussions of the world. But this government has to be careful. They have to show some sensitivity to the plight of Nigerians. And it's not by applying force that you will run a country. It's by being fair and showing concern for the plight of its citizens. Why do we have a government that appears, I'm choosing my words carefully, that appears not to be too concerned about what Nigerians think or what happens to them? That is the message, in case you don't know, that is the message that we receive on this end. And to be honest with you, I cannot wait, in all honesty, and that's my personal opinion, I cannot wait to have a change, because I cannot live the rest of my life like this. I mean, what are we talking about? When it comes to vaccinations, you've done only 1%. And federal and state, there's no difference between them. This is the third day of a strike where your doctors are on strike. I'm sure some people have died as a result of this. And yet, I can't see in this paper that I just read now, I can't see any statement from the government.
We're still on the Vanguard newspaper, page 9 this time around. Rumored ill health. Sanwo-Olu visits Tinubu in London. It's here on page 9.
First, let me say that I'm happy to see Asiwaju Tinubu looking well, alive. In fact, he's looking much younger, well rested. I'm happy to see him, and I congratulate him and his fans and his family that whatever it is. But let's be adults here, because what the point says is that the governor of Lagos left Lagos to pay a courtesy visit on the man, okay, who lives in Lagos. you left Lagos.
Okay, I get that joke.
You left Lagos to pay a courtesy visit on somebody who lives in Lagos but is in the UK, and you still keep denying that there was nothing to worry about. Let's come clean. In his bid for presidency, the Tinubu camp have to know that the camp fool people. We are not stupid. Something went wrong somewhere, but we're happy he's alive. I mean, he's only human. And let's stop playing God here. You get it. I like the pictures. He looks quite well. He looks well rested and so on and so forth. But to sell a boogie to say that, Sanwo-Olu paid a courtesy call on a man who lives in Lagos that he sees every day. He not paid a courtesy call in him in the UK. And all is well. Of course, all was not well. But we are glad that, you know, the most important thing is he is alive and well and looking well rested. These pictures even show a younger Tinubu,
I saw it and I was like, okay, this is really...
Yes, but for the spinners, you got this spin slightly wrong. You also should have let someone look go in with the Day's Daily Mail or the Daily Express, just for the skeptics.
Yeah.
Because there'll be some skeptics who will say, "How are you sure this photograph is not two or 1 year old?" But I think it's, I don't think so. I don't, it's not gotten to that. But if the man, if he had a health problem, he had a health problem.
I mean, there's no shame in it.
There's no shame in that. Let's stop. If this is the way it's going to run, is whatever, then some of us are going to be, we're going to be skeptical.
And we
want the truth at all times.
Again, it brings to the fore that argument that whoever wants to take the helm of affairs, take over the helm of affairs of this country,
yes,
we must know the health status.
We must know the health status. And I think that it will be. I wish we would put it in, you know, in the whatever,
yeah,
to have an independent group of about 3-4 doctors examine the president and check his medical records.
We need to be aware of his.
We need to be aware of his. We can't keep picking up medical bills. But to be honest with you, I like to be honest with you. Tinubu looks quite well here. He's sitting down there. I don't know whether you know it's anything. Well, but he looks quite well. He's wearing a nice T-shirt with a pair of jeans. He's looking quite young here. Not that he's looking like someone who's aged, but
my eyes just caught the loafers. That's where my eyes went. I mean, I just love but those shoes.
I love his loafers. But it's the same color with someone who's on. Is that actually or something?
No.
But
I think someone who's on is trainers of some sort. Why are we discussing shoes? Can we get
Well, but I hope he look. Let's listen. The man wasn't looking too well in the recent past, and if anything at all, I think he needs a deserved rest, which, you know, he's looking much better here. But you spinners out there, I keep telling our politicians, you better get first grade PR consultants to handle all this spinning and so on and so forth. The world has moved beyond that. Don't make it look as if people are completely unintelligent. How could you say that the governor left Lagos to visit his neighbor in the UK on a courtesy visit and all is well? Well, we hope Sanwo-Olu will quickly come back now that he's seen his principal and come and face the challenges of Lagos.
Of running Lagos.
Running Lagos.
Page 8 of the Vanguard is here. IMF creates fresh loan opportunity for Nigeria. Let me land now.
No, that was an impulsive reaction.
Yeah. IMF creates fresh loan opportunity for Nigeria. The writer says to allocate $650 billion SDR to member states this month.
In 1986 or so, 85 or 86, I went for one of the annual general meetings, and we've been in that trap. The footballer kicked us left, right, back and front, took all the conditionalities without the loan. Today, we're in a serious debt trap, and now another carrot is being dangled for us. It says, IMF creates fresh loan opportunities for Nigeria. I'm not an economist, so nobody should bother to go into argument with me on this. But I would like us to have our experts put something together, not the experts working for government, to expert, put something together and tell us, especially the younger generation, the implication of all these loans that we've taken and what the grand plan is to redeem those loans when they are due. I would love somebody to do that. I would just love somebody to do that. You see, because it's not, Buhari supporters will say it's infrastructure development. Hey, listen. Whatever it is, you have a next generation that don't have a clue as to what is going to confront them. 10 years down the line, when these loans come due, some of the actors today would have gone to the great beyond, where there are no loans. I don't know what life is like when you have you visited there before?
No.
Oh, yeah, sure. I don't know what it's like.
I'm very sure.
But you young cats today, in 10 years, will not be that young. You will be in this. You should be asking questions. Excellency, sir, Honorable Minister, what is the plan to pay back these loans? Because the way the world is going, what would Nigeria's income level be at that time? I said from the onset, I'm not an economist, so I'm not into talking about ratios.
Even experts have been warning lately that
exactly,
you know, the government should slow down.
You need to slow down. I believe, to be honest with you, I'm suspicious of these world bodies. They are riddled with all kinds of politics. I believe, to keep developing nations where they are, developing and never developed. That is the mindset that I have over the years. That is my, because I don't know how Obasanjo would have cleared our debts up to a point where we were free and we should move forward.
Yeah.
And now we find ourselves in a serious debt situation. And it's always good to keep borrowing money for whatever reason. It's the payback time.
Yep.
That's where the difficulty lies. And it is for the younger people now to say, to be challenging the government to say to us, these loans that we are going to pay back in our own time, how are we going to pay them back? What are your projections? Can we see your papers?
John Obot on Facebook says, for God's sake, Tinubu is not the table discussion here, but a governor who decides to leave his job attending to unconstitutional affairs.
No. The governor has right to go. For all you care, it could be part of his annual leave. So I don't, let's go there. Yeah, I mean, he can go wherever he wants. He could take a week off. Because since Sanwo-Olu became governor, I've not heard that he's got, normally don't go on leave. So he could take a vacation and stop by to see the man. It's the people who are spinning it. And I keep saying, those who handle the media affairs, especially of Governor Sanwo-Olu, if care is not taken, they're going to set him up for ridicule. I keep saying this over and over again. Over and over again. Because they could have used somebody else instead of Governor Sanwo-Olu. They could have used the top politician. They could have given a ticket to the chairman of the party to go there. After all, the most important person in the picture is Tinubu. It doesn't have to be. They could have even sent me. Well, just say, I'll catch you, and I will go.
No, you're not. we'll not allow you to go. What? You can't leave this place. I mean, you have to. You have a job here. You could have done that when you went on your leave.
They could have sent me the guy, I catch you, and I would have gone and come back with a detailed report. Yeah. So, but talking seriously, let's leave the governor out of this.
Yeah.
I don't think he has done anything wrong, to be fair to him. The problem he has that he needs to attend to very quickly is these spinning people, these people who handle his media. His people who handle his media are not doing a good job at all.
Right.
I can tell them one-on-one. They are not. Because as the job I've done before. Look at the loophole in this now. He went on a courtesy visit. And then you went and distributed the same picture to all the newspapers. Couldn't you have about 40 pictures and give two? I mean, this
one not, while standing, one while sitting.
Yes.
One while laughing. You know, yes. Pro Baba. let's go to page 11 of the Vanguard newspaper. Oshodi Apapa accessory. Gridlock returns after a few weeks of respite. Writer says situation will be redressed soon. Task team boss assures.
My investigations show that the federal government and the Lagos State government might not be working in sync when it comes to this construction. I understand that it might appear as if the federal government has been overbearing, you know, over Lagos State government in things. It just, the feeling that I got is, okay, irrespective of what's going on in other areas, construction starts here, construction starts there. The two of them should come together and have what I would call a construction timetable.
Right.
Okay, sit down one-on-one and have a timetable that says that, okay, let's start from here. When we finish this area, then we can move to the other area. But apparently, in spite of the fact that the minister himself was a former governor, he can't see everything. Apparently, maybe things are not too rosy between the federal controller, whatever it is.
Controller of works.
And the state government. But we are the ones who bear the brunt. So I'm going to appeal to the two bodies. Can you please sit down together, have a weekly meeting or monthly or whatever it is, have a what I would call a construction timetable, okay, that is sacrosanct on both parties, to say that when you're doing this section, we will do that. When we're doing that, you will do this. I think this conflict with all federal agencies and state government is one of the reasons why this should, apart from, of course, corrupt practices, is the reason why this gridlock and so on and so forth would just not go away.
And it's sad, really. It's really sad. Page 13 says, with Obasanjo Osinbajo's years as president, VP, Southwest lacks moral right to 2023 presidency. Ohaneze.
They lack the moral right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So what it means, let me state it clearly, is that Ohaneze says that because you had Obasanjo for 8 years,
yeah,
and Osinbajo for another 8 years, mm-hmm, as VP,
mm-hmm,
the Southwest lacks the moral right to the 2023 presidency. But politics has never been about morals. I would have loved to see, to be fair, I would love to see a president of Eastern extraction, okay? Somebody from the East, an Igbo president, to put it bluntly. I'd love to see that. For the fact that you would have a well-rounded balance in our political situation now,
mm-hmm,
okay? And it is difficult to convince me that in the whole of what used to be the Eastern region, well, minus what is now the South-South, you can't find 2, 3, 4 persons to put forward. But Ohaneze and the other politicians, you know, the Igbo politicians, mm, have to go out there and fight it out. They have to go, they have to negotiate. It's not by talking about moral rights.
They need to engage.
They need to engage. It's not about saying somebody has no moral right or whatever. That's not the politics to play here. Mm. If you look at your northern brothers, they don't talk. The other day, I brought attention to what they were doing. Everybody ignored it. Now they're 10 times much more ready than we are. And remember, they have the numbers. They have the numbers. I will tell the concentrate on the north.
Mm.
Do whatever. It's about negotiation. Politics is, and it's about negotiation. Find what you can, which way you can negotiate with the north. Once you can grab the north,
yeah,
with what you will get in the east, mm, then you can wave to the Southwest and say whatever. But it's a game that is interesting. It's a bit late in the day to be talking about this now. By now, we should have seen an Igbo candidate in the horizon. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'm with you.
It's a completely bit too late. You're going to have the primaries next year.
That's
it's
right.
A bit late in the day. By now, they should be well prepared. If you want to bring Peter Obi, let him say so, come out and start this job.
Hmm.
Okay? Because as we speak, the only two people I think I can say have shown,
yeah,
not they've not said, yeah, that would be Tinubu and Saraki. I think Atiku is somewhere in the wings.
Mm.
I don't know what he's going to be up to. But if you know
we've seen King Simohalu.
Ah, sorry.
Yes, King Simohalu.
But he's Delta.
Mm. Mm.
Technically, he's South-South. He's Delta. And I don't know whether the Southeast will be happy for him to take the ticket on their behalf just because his name, you know, they're Igbo too, but I think the Southeast would want somebody from the core Southeast, mm, and not, mm, from Delta is South-South.
I know Peter Obi may want to come out, but he's yet to announce.
Peter Obi is shuffling. You know, Peter Obi reminds me of that footballer that dribbled everybody. Peter Obi, like the day he came and said he has only one pair of shoes, I just tell that to the Marines. I mean, you know, don't tell me another story. It shouldn't come selling that line. We need somebody who is going to give us a master plan. We don't want to know whether you went to school with one leg or whatever it is.
Mm.
We don't want to know. We just want to know what is your master plan and if you have the capacity to carry it out. I don't want to listen to any sub story.
Yeah.
In this, no. I didn't wear shoes to school and so on. It's too bad.
I'm hearing here that Mohali is from Anambra State.
Is he from Anambra?
Mm, that's what I'm hearing, but I can quickly just do.
Really? I thought it was Delta Igbo.
Okay. We'll sort that out in a moment.
I thought it was... No, mm, my kids are one quarter Asaba.
Yeah.
So I have my kids will be rooting for him, mm, in that sense.
Oh, it's from Newi.
It's from Newi.
Mm.
Oh, that's fantastic. Mm. So it's good to go. That's fantastic. Mm. So I apologize. I thought it was from Delta.
Right. Let's go to The Punch right now, page 16 of The Punch. And by the way, we need more politicians from the Eastern extraction to come out, not just Mohalu alone.
No, not just Mohalu alone, no.
More.
And they need to quickly consolidate as time moves on.
Exactly.
Behind one page. It's you know, but you see what happens in most of these cases, and it also happens in the West,
yeah,
dog eat dog.
Hmm.
Instead of them to have a common goal, infighting, you know, betrayal.
Mm, mm, mm,
you know, that's the mark. Infighting, betrayal, personal interest, and then everybody loses.
Yeah.
Everybody loses.
I can't imagine.
Then there is no apology for us to say that a president should come from here or there, because that is who we are. We shouldn't run away from it anymore. Mm. We might not be proud of it, but that's who we are. It's important for you to see some kind of symbol. And I think what will make this country less restive is once we can get somebody from the Southeast, then everybody has had, he has at least been able to stretch his hand to the pie.
Right.
Even if he will not take from the
I hear you. But we must go now. We're out of time.
Yes.
Diabumi is next at 9.
Yes.
Why
tell them.
Why smiling?
I may tell them, Joe.
So I will be hosting there with me today. Jimmy will be my guest.
It doesn't matter. As long as it doesn't matter. What is most important is that Sherif and I are doing there with me today at 9. I'm going to put a call through to Aunty Bumi to be on, so that in case there's any whatever, in case there's a tie, then we'll call Dear Bumi herself at home. So we are going to have a very exciting 9
will.
O'clock.
We'll yes, we will.
I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. I look forward to you as well. Thanks so much for coming. Let's take a break and we'll bring you the news. Morning to you.
You know as body they totori you. Anytime you they download and watch plenty videos, like say tomorrow not day. That's so what kind of your brain go they tell you say, as it is sweet you so. Make you remember say now your pocket go here amo.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.